This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello, this is your friend Brent and our friend Paul.
Hello there.
And we're in our third session with you looking at Do I Need to Forgive? We talked about definitions in the first one. We went through a lot of the steps, which was really fascinating. And we ended up last session on the whole idea of basically what to do after. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What do you do after the process? Now, that's kind of a funny way to call it because I don't know that there really is an after.
I think, you know, it was key. You know, what you finished up with, really summarizing everything, was that it's the process.
Yeah.
What do I do after the choice? Because the process of forgiveness is going to be ongoing.
Yeah.
It is an ongoing. In some cases, it may be really, really small. And that process, yeah, in reality, maybe an hour, it may be 2 hours. But in some cases, it may be 15, it may be 20 years.
Yeah.
There may be constant reminders of the offense that happened. So in some cases, the process of forgiveness can be ongoing.
Sure. I think back of one particular person that we had a conflict with, and it was kind of a philosophy conflict. It wasn't one of your deep emotional issues. But I heard through the grapevine of him saying some things that were in response to some things that I may have said. And it really set us back. You know, I'm a little embarrassed to admit, I had a strained relationship with that person for about 10 years. Now, we never saw each other during those 10 years, and we were pretty skilled, I guess, at avoiding each other, but our paths didn't cross, and then all of a sudden our paths did cross. But what was really interesting was about a year before our paths crossed, I decided that I needed to clean up my slate with him. Now, I can't remember exactly why. Stuff happens that you get into. But I wrote a letter and I said, you know, this is in our past and I really want to go on from here. And, you know, I just want you to know that I don't feel this way and that I don't believe that you're this way or that you're saying this or whatever. And I got back a letter from him and saying, wow, thanks. But I hadn't thought of this for years. You know, I get, okay, cool, you know, whatever. And I wasn't offended by that. I was actually quite pleased because I'm glad he wasn't dealing with all this garbage like I was. But you know what? When we met, then it was just like we were starting at a really cool place. And we've become quite close in spite of the fact that we don't see each other very much. But that's, you know, it was a long process.
And again, it's that we're going to restore back.
Yeah.
You know, you said it was new and it was, in some cases, it could be better.
Right.
It could be better. Some cases, it goes back to how it was. And it can take time. You can be in a key thing that I encourage people to do is keep the channels of communication open. Mm. If we're talking about a big offense, it needs to always be okay for me to come back and have a dialogue with you about my hurt that I'm experiencing. Again, if the purpose is restoration of the relationship.
Sure.
If you have wronged me, if there's been an incident of infidelity or anger or violence, and now all of a sudden feelings are starting to come up for me. And I've talked to some of my outside people, you know, I've met that need list that I had. I've talked to them and I realized I need to come back and revisit this.
Mm-hmm.
It can be okay to come back and revisit it as long as it's a tool to restore the relationship and improve the relationship.
Sure.
Not to beat the other person down.
Yeah.
So that means if I've struggled with pornography, it will always be okay for my wife. If something comes up, to come back and say, hey, can we talk about this? For some reason today, I'm just really feeling some hurt and some anger, and I'd like to talk to you about it. And to be able to have that dialogue. The process of forgiveness involves on both sides.
Yeah.
Am I willing to come back? Now, I want to be clear. It wouldn't be if Julie hits me with a baseball bat.
Okay.
And I stand up and I say, ouch, that hurt. You hit me with a baseball bat. It's wrong to hit me with a baseball bat. And she says to me, well, you lost my good visor. And I said, well, why are you talking about losing the visor? That was 3 years ago. She said, well, this has reminded me of it. Okay.
Okay.
There are times that people will use, they'll go back to this other thing and remind, well, wait a minute, how dare you confront me because I forgave this great thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about coming back and using it like that. The steps afterwards, and it mean that sometimes we can have dialogue. We can have dialogue in peace. I can say, hey, Brent, there's some stuff going on that I need to talk to you about.
But what that previous example with Julie was a beautiful example of what we all do. We all carry that. Well, I thought we forgave all that. Yeah, we did. But it just reminded me, you big stupid.
Right.
And we do that. So the issue is, what do we do with those feelings that resurface? Because she could have done two different ways. She could have hit you with a baseball bat, which she probably felt good about. I don't know. And then maybe she felt bad, but then felt, you know, going back and forth. Or she could have said, you know, holding this bat reminds me of you losing my visor.
Right.
And I really miss that visor. That was my favorite visor. I wore that visor in the championship game my senior year in high school. And I never wanted you to wear that visor. And I'm really sad about that right now. But, you know, we've gone through that and I'm okay now, you know, just talking about it.
And that's perfect. And in that second example,
Now
we can come together.
Yeah.
Now we can come together and I can say, you know, what is it? Was there something else maybe that you needed from me?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that I can do? And it isn't now that I have to come back in and I do another mea culpa.
Right.
What we're talking about now, what's blocking the relationship, isn't my offense, but it's Julie's hurt and sadness. Mm-hmm. And now are we committed to, again, in that restoration of the relationship, coming back and revisiting.
Yeah. Another example to you know, look at your pornography kind of thing is that the husband and wife that have processed that and the husband is dealing with it and has gotten some real victory over that through whatever processes. We need to talk more about that in future sessions. But anyway, she notices that he's spending more time on the computer and he looks distracted and, you know, she's starting to watch him more and more carefully and she's thinking he's starting to look a little guilty and stuff. You know, there's a couple things she could do. One is she could take her baseball bat to that computer and say, I think you were doing that. Well, there's no proof that if it's destroyed. She could accuse him of doing that. You are getting into pornography on the computer again. I know it. How do you know it? Well, this and this and this. There could be completely appropriate explanations for that. Or she can take the more quiet approach and say, you know, honey, I'm seeing that you're on the computer a lot now by yourself. You're looking more under more stress. Sometimes I even think I see you looking guilty. And I got to tell you that I'm a little worried about that because it feels like to me that you might be getting back into some of the pornography. And I'd be very hurt if that was the case, but we do need to talk about it.
And that's perfect because what that again, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to have a dialogue with you.
Yep.
I am holding back my right to put anger on you or shut off our relationship. What I'm saying is I'm concerned. Here's what I'm concerned about. And we're still going to be in dialogue about this behavior.
Yeah.
So the key thing, one of the key things in this after process is dialogue.
Right.
Let us be dialoguing about it first with those people on the outside. I really encourage, especially with the bigger offenses.
Sure.
Can I talk with somebody else and say, hey, I'm feeling this way. Do you think this is something that I need to go to the original person about? And it may not be. It may just be my own frustration that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
But the purpose, again, is restoration of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So can we continue to dialogue so that our relationship stays restored?
Yeah, that's so key because the husband could have come back and say, oh, so you really didn't forgive me.
Right.
Well, then we're off into this major problem.
And why should I have forgiven you? Right.
Yeah, why should I? Yeah. Right. You know, why should I ask for your forgiveness if you're just going to hold this on over my head for the rest of my life? And it's he totally forgets that why is she doing this? Well, because she's often the first line that he crosses when he begins that journey back into that sin is he starts violating her trust. Well, then he's upset about it if, let's say, he was doing that, you know. But her approach that I outline may be very appropriate to keep the forgiveness process on the other side of the forgiveness. Which is dialogue.
I talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm open to talk about what's going on. I think the other thing, too, I think that's really key is to understand we are talking about a process.
Process, yeah.
To release the expectation that I won't be angry,
yep.
That I won't be hurt, mm-hmm. That I won't remember.
Yeah.
When we remember stuff, all our emotions get reactivated. If we think of the first time, you know, that we saw old Yeller, or if we think of our favorite pet dying or someone that we cared for, all of a sudden we'll get a picture of them in our brains and all this emotion comes back.
Right.
It is normal to have plan for anger, plan for hurt to come back, plan for some bad feelings to come back.
Sure.
And let that be okay. Have a place to process those things.
Good.
either writing, you know, journaling. If anger comes up and you decide that it's really not about something that you need to go share with that person, writing that person a letter that you're never going to mail to them.
Yeah.
Writing something out, being able to find a place to deal with the frustration and the hurt. But the key thing that the person who's forgiven must do afterwards is now take some responsibility. Because if they did it appropriately initially, they've made a choice. They didn't have to forgive.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to have to continue this at our next time. So we'll see you then and talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.